out of here with that hot breath. Gross.
Good morning. 6:37, Brock Hunter.
Hey.
What's up?
Happy Thursday or first Friday, as we like to call it here on the Blabby Morning Show. Right. I need some more caffeine, man. I cannot wake up. I kicked myself awake in like a fever dream at about 3 o'clock this morning, just sweating my ass off.
God, I had a dream last night. You're going to hate my dream last night. I only had one that I can remember. I was catching passes from good old boy Tom Brady.
You might as well. That's about how he's going to play in the Super Bowl this coming weekend. So.
I think I had that dream because my buddy is in Tampa right now, and he's like, "Hey man, there's like a street store or whatever with like a bunch of shirts they're selling, you know, for the big game coming up." He's like, "Yeah, you want me to send you one?" I'm like, "Yeah, if you can."
You know what I don't like? Let's talk about this real quick. Did you see that video with Tom and Mahomes that was posted recently?
They were talking, but they were interviewed with, dude.
That bothered the hell out of me. Okay, these guys are supposed to be going head to head. Not saying you
they're
can't.
They're pretty
be,
nice about it, weren't they?
You can't be cordial after the game, but like, I don't think I could ever sit down and chat with someone and be cordial right before, like, a 2 weeks before the big game. Didn't that strike you as kind of weird?
Yeah, it was. You know, I watched it and I was like, yeah, this definitely wouldn't be a thing in like the 80s,
no.
or the 70s. You know. But I don't know. You know, it just kind of shows of like they.
Well,
it's more than just a game. You know,
absolutely.
They respect each other.
I totally agree. And that's the other thing too is a lot of the diehard fans, myself included. What we do need to remember is that you'll see players like smiling and chatting with each other after the games. Like we take it lots of times harder than they do. Most times. But
they have a lot of buddies on other teams. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's weird that before the biggest game of the season, they'd get together. I'd understand maybe after the game, like a week or two after. But before the game, you're going to sit there like, hey, Tom, hey, Pat. I don't know.
And they were like giving each other praise.
Yeah.
They weren't talking about really themselves at all. They were just kind of talking about the other QB. It was kind of wild.
It was weird, man. I don't know. Just before the big game, I'd be like, why do we wait till after the game? You know, I need to focus. I'm not going to try and be all buddy-buddy with a guy that I'm supposed to beat in the biggest game in professional sports, in my mind. Ah, but what do I know?
That's what goats do, man. That's what goats do.
Is that what they do? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's keep removing. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by... Oh, my God. Sorry, I was reading something else here. I was watching this. Of course, it's brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Go see them. They're going to get your car, truck, SUV fixed up the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So, more bad news for Marilyn Manson. Obviously, hey. The reports have come out. And when I first started hearing things about Manson, I'm like, all right, let's hear both sides of the story. You know, and then some other things reported. And he came out and said, this isn't true. It's all fabricated.
We all know what happened to Johnny Depp. So we're all kind of like walking on eggshells in the situation.
The abuse allegations, you know, hearing one side of the story. Well, Wes Borland of Limp Bizkit, he believes that the allegations of abuse against Marilyn Manson are true. He was in Manson's band from 2008. But he reunited with Limp Bizkit the following year. He was only in Manson's band for like 6 months. Anyways, he was on a podcast saying, I was in the band for 9 months. He's not a great guy. Every single thing that people have said about him is true. So relax about the allegations towards the women. He went on to say that the guy, he's amazingly talented, but he's messed up. And he needs to be put in check and he needs to get sober and needs to come to terms with his demons. He did also say that Manson tried to choke him out on stage, and I flipped him over and knocked the breath out of him. He's not a great guy. All right, now Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails has issued a statement in response to a passage from Marilyn Manson's book that had begun circulating following the charges against Manson by his former partner Evan Rachel Wood and other women. Reznor writes, I have been vocal over the years about my dislike of Manson as a person and cut ties with him nearly 25 years ago. And I said it at the time, the passage from Manson's memoir is a complete fabrication. I was infuriated and offered back when it came out and remains so today. So you got Wes Borland coming out and saying that Manson's not a good guy. You got Trent Reznor saying, I've said this for years. Now, again, none of them have said for sure about they know about the abuse allegations. Say, look, right. I say it's true.
But as far as him being an ass, It kind of seems like the guy is.
I always
imagine Manson like, okay, he's full blown, but it's an act. I always kind of imagine him being like a really nice guy, you know, for some reason. I don't know why.
Obviously, when it comes to, because even look at like Alice Cooper. Okay, Alice Cooper goes on stage and he does guillotine stuff. You know, there's blood and. And, you know,
and then he goes out and plays golf.
Yeah.
And then he goes and golfs.
So there's definitely a stage act. And you'd think that, okay, Manson's this way on stage. And maybe it carries over into his real life a little bit. You know, some of the makeup and everything.
Well, maybe too, because he was traveling. He was touring with Rob Zombie. And Rob Zombie is like the smartest, kind of just, he's not anything like he is in his movies or his music. You know what I'm saying? So
maybe
I had that image too, that dark rock image. I've always assumed that, that's the image. That's what it's supposed to be.
Now, here's the other thing to go along with this. And again, I don't want to do all this he said, she said stuff. But his former wife, Dita Von Teese, who he was married to for 7 years, she says nothing happened. She said she was never abused. So we're getting all sorts of angles here. Now, granted, that's one to the whatever, but I don't know. Maybe this will all come out in the wash, but this is the latest developing in this. Manson still dropped from his label. Things are pretty much on a downward spiral for him at this point. He's only issued one statement the entire time. Yeah, so
plus his image in court, probably not going to help him out at all.
That's the thing. It'll be interesting to see, but that's the latest making. And again, I hate speculation. I don't want to speculate. Just we'll keep you posted on what's going on with Manson, because obviously I'm a fan of Manson's music, and this is tough to swallow. And you then again brought up Johnny Depp as well. We saw Johnny Depp get put through the ringer, kicked off of movies, his career basically in the toilet for a while, and then more stuff came out in the wash. So really, I guess we're just going to wait and see. So when I find out more, of course, I'll report it. But that's where we're at right now. So
all right. All we're doing is relaying the information.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. Of course, we got to cover our ass now, too, whenever we talk about things. So. All right. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Hey, we mentioned Alice Cooper on this day in rock history, 1948. Alice Cooper, born Vincent Furnier, was born in Detroit, Michigan. That's right.
Oh,
Motor
Detroit,
City,
huh?
Fella. I love Alice Cooper. He is just a brilliant mind. He was the original shock artist. He was doing it before. If you look at anybody, Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson, all these new bands, Black Veil Brides, everything. They wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm. I liked Alice Cooper in he was great in The Office and 40-Year-Old Virgin. He did pretty well.
He does look like Steve Carell looks like Alice Cooper. He really does. He does.
Check that out. Google that. Those two pictures. You'd be like, damn, they're the same person.
One thing I want to point out, you know, I've talked about this. I've told you this before. Alice Cooper is a scratch golfer. The guy plays golf like a mofo. And he took up golf to help with his sobriety because, and this is rumored, but at his alcoholic peak, they said that Cooper was consuming 2 cases of Budweiser and a bottle of whiskey a day.
Damn.
Yeah. He even talks about it. There's an early part of the 80s where he calls it the blackout albums, where he made a couple albums, and he says he doesn't even remember making them. Yeah.
Good Lord. Isn't that wild? And, you know, it's interesting picking golf, because usually golf entails, drinking a lot of it.
Yeah, exactly. Know? That would not be the sport I would pick up, because I always drink on the golf course. Always. Anyway, so there you go. That is your rock news and rock history, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.